It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we're going to list music and interviews from local bands of Jersey Rock. Coming up, Manny Cabo calls into the show and Rocky's latest single. We also turn up new tunes from Steve Fellow, Incognito Theory, and Windward. Windward is rocking the Rat's Ocean of Love Billboard Radiothon, September 20th at the parking lot of Target and Lowe's in Toms River. It's 1331 Hooper Avenue. Gotts is living on top of a billboard until we raise $109,000 for families with children battling cancer in Ocean County. Donate now at oceanoflove.org. Details at WRAT.com. Jersey Rock Band of the Week, Matt O'Ree Band, joining Windward on the bill for this free show. And these guys will also rock the event. Here's Kodiak doing King Cobra's Red Line on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Legacy of Steve Bellow never be the same on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. New album Mood Swings is available now. Check it out at stevebellowmusic.com. Joining us over the phone is Manny Cabo. We're about to rock his latest single. He's putting out a new one each month. Manny, thanks for calling in.
Oh, man, thanks for having me, brother. You know, I got nothing but love for you guys.
Sam here, bro. It is always cool having you on here. This is a pretty bold initiative. A new song every month. Tell us about it.
Well, you know what? These songs have laid dormant. The last release, Way Down, that's actually been in the works for about 10 years. But you know what happens? You know, John Lennon said it pretty clear. Life happens while you're too busy making other plans. So I decided to really double down on my music, stuff that I've written in Nashville, California. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to commit to this. And it is a bold move, man. It's a lot of pressure because I'm trying to not only release the individual singles, but also create some visuals with it as well.
A lot to do. It'll all be available on your Spotify page, correct?
That is correct. Yep. It's everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, you know, everything and anything. You know, you just go to MannyCabo.com. All the new releases and the artwork are there as well.
And you mentioned that John Lennon quote, and I think that really applies to what happened to you when Hurricane Ida came through New Jersey.
Yeah.
You had a really, really rough night. Tell us about that.
Well, I tell you what, man. Let's just say I have become a full-fledged licensed contractor in the midst of a week because I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. I essentially, between you and me and his grand piano, I lost everything. My livelihood as a musician, as a photographer, as a podcaster, 20 years of this culmination of my artistry gone in a matter of literally 5 hours. I remember it was crystal clear. You know, it started around 6 o'clock and it didn't stop until 3 a.m. And, I got to send you a video. It's pretty surreal. It's like literally looking at a movie. You know, I understand if you're near bodies of water, like people down south in Louisiana, but I'm in the middle of New Jersey. You know, you wouldn't anticipate things like happen. And sure, we get flash floods all the time. And unlike you, I never ignore them, but it was just coming in at such an alarming rate that there's nothing I can do. By the time I went down there, it was already too late. It was already submerged. I had about 4 feet of water within about an hour span.
Yeah, I don't think anyone had a chance with this one, and it was absolutely horrific.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many people lost so much. I know that you have a GoFundMe page set up. We can find that the link on either your Facebook or your Instagram if someone wants to help you out with everything that you lost.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, and, you know, it's funny. By the time I'm done with all the construction of the house, I can't even apply to my own personal needs. I'm more concerned about my family right now, you know, taking care of our home because it was completely shell-shocked. You know, all the walls, the sanitizing, I don't want any mold. So there's a lot of concerns here. My boiler, the necessities. You know, I didn't have hot water for a whole week, so we're still battling with that. But you know what? I'm all about resilience and persistence, and it's just another chapter in my life that closed. So I just got to rewrite history, and this is like a rebirth or a cleansing, if you will.
You always find the silver lining, and speaking of which, you rescued two cats.
I did, man. You know, even in the time of loss, love always wins, brother. You know, two defenseless cats, and they're not going anywhere. They come around every day, obviously. So, yeah, Bosch and Oreo.
Very cool. So always find it a way. And that's what I love about you. You always have an uplifting message. So I'm absolutely, you know, heartbroken at what happened to you, what happened to so many people in New Jersey. It was like another Hurricane Sandy rolling through. But you're finding it a way. And I know we're recording this. This show is happening on Sunday night at WRET.com. We're recording this before that. This show will have already happened. But you're doing a show in New York City on Sunday, right?
Actually, it's tomorrow.
Oh, it's on
tomorrow.
Saturday.
It's a huge event. It's Fashion Meets Music. It's at the Rumi Event Space, West 28th Street between 7th and 8th. It's a star-studded event. We got so many people that are going to be there. I'm really excited. You know what? That's my first piece of normalcy, aside from this interview, as an artist that I've had all week. So you know I'm looking forward to it, man.
That's going to be a great time. We should have had you on last week's show so people would have the heads up. Because anyone who's listening to this, you're out of luck. The show already happened. But will there be any place where maybe someone could find, like, video of it?
You know what? I'll find out. And if I do, I'll be more than happy to send you the link. It's pretty cool because I got friends of mine that are driving in Times Square. There's billboards of me everywhere. So, you know, it's pretty humbling. But at the same time, at least it puts a smile on my face.
Very cool. Again, always find on the positive side. And that's something that you cover a lot on your Mojo for Musicians podcast, right?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, that's, you know, it's a source of inspiration. That's the tagline of the show. And that was one thing that was created out of another loss this year. Let me tell you, man, it's been a huge year of loss. I lost my dad to COVID December 1st. And that was the impetus behind it. You know, my dad always said, you want to succeed in life, you know, do something that you love, but also uplift everybody around you. So I decided to create a podcast that would uplift my ecosystem of artists worldwide. And I've been very fortunate. I've interviewed multiple Grammy and Emmy Award winning producers, engineers, best-selling author. I just had Malik Youssef, who he's got 7 Grammys, a couple of songs off the new Kanye West Donda album, Forbes Riley, best-selling author. So I've been very fortunate with the guests that I'm getting on there. And all, it's all to inspire and educate my, you know, my culture of musicians. So it's going well, but unfortunately it's taken a backseat because of the you know, catastrophic events that I've endured this week, but I'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Awesome. And again, I'm sorry about what happened there. I'm so sorry about your father. I didn't know that you lost your dad to COVID. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's heavy.
It was brutal.
Yeah, that's the word right there. Where can somebody find the podcast?
You can just go on my website. And again, they're posted everywhere from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, everywhere. And if you want to a brief rundown of every single episode, the easiest way to find it is on my website, MannyCabo.com. Just click the podcast tab. Everything is there. You know, sponsorship, if somebody wants to sign up as a sponsor, the whole nine yards. So it's pretty self-explanatory.
And the track we're rocking, very fitting tune, your latest single. I love this tune. It's got a great message behind it, one that's could apply to a lot of people facing adversity, including yourself and everything you've been through, for sure. Tell us about Way Down.
It's crazy, man. It's so serendipitous because I released it on the 3rd, and obviously a couple days later, Hurricane Ida hits town. And it's one of those songs where the message behind it is to never let anything or anyone ever hold you back, and never decide or wait for anyone to make the decisions that will benefit your life. So it's one of those songs that I'm happy I can listen to it because it's kind of a self-reminder to just keep going, man. Entertain the resilience and not the void.
Manny Cabo, check out all of his stuff at MannyCabo.com, the Mojo for Musicians podcast, a new single coming out every month. Make sure you stream it on Spotify. Manny, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me, brother. I appreciate you guys spinning the music. And yeah, let's talk again soon, man. Next month, perhaps.
Hell yeah, man. Sounds good to me. Right now, let's rock that track, the latest from Manny Cabo. It's Way Down on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
You'll never see me on. Oh,
From Incognito Theory, Smoking Gun on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. The video for that was recently featured as the Jersey Rock Video of the Week. Check it out now at WRET.com. And the track you just heard was produced by Steve Zing of Danzig and Sam Hain. Keep an eye out for a brand new album from Incognito Theory coming in 2022. Before that, though, the band has another music video coming out, Sunset Moonshine, and they want to invite you to be a part of it. The video shoot is September 18th. Over at Hudson Burgers and Beers in North Bergen at 2 p.m. It also happens to be Dave Incognito's birthday that day. Details on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Now, we kicked off the show with a band playing our Ocean of Love Billboard Radiothon on September 20th, and we'll close the show with another band from that bill. This is a free event in the parking lot of Target and Lowe's in Toms River. It starts at 7 p.m., and it's part of our greater effort to raise $109,000 for families with children battling cancer in Ocean County. Gots will live on top of a billboard from September 20th to the 23rd until we reach that mark. You can donate now at oceanoflove.org or come to the site and donate in person. Do it on September 20th and you can see Matt O'Reband, Kodiak, and This Act. From Brick, it's Windward, their latest necessity on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Yeah.
N-word, that's necessity. A 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's from their upcoming album, The Convenience of Pretending. Of course, their Tides album and the brand new Live from a Screen in Quarantine are available now. Find all their music on their Linktree page, linktr.ee/WinwardNJ. You can find a link on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. And don't miss Windward at the Ocean of Love Billboard Radiothon Kickoff Concert, Monday, September 20th, with Metal Reband and Kodiak in the parking lot of Target and Lowe's in Toms River. The music starts at 7 p.m. This is a free show, part of our effort to raise $109,000 for families with children battling cancer in Ocean County. Gods Will Live on Top of a Billboard from September 20th to the 23rd until we reach that mark. Donate now at oceanoflove.org or come to the site and donate in person. I do hope to see you there. More details at WRAT.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Club Rat is free to join. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30. To your Garden State talent, rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on any of the Jersey Rock platforms, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay strong. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.